This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Terry Honey, and we are having our first Thursday Wednesday today where we're doing 3 hours Welcome to the Well with Terry. So when you are in the street, whether you are driving, whether in your office, wherever you are, do share the broadcast with someone, because we have a guest that will talk to me with us today and enjoy the conversation with him. And he is a Dr. Osborne, all the way from Durban. And beside the technical glitch, we will continue with what the Lord wants to say to his people. So before I go on to babble about a whole lot of other stuff, I want you to know that this is a conversation where love is strengthened, faith is deepened, and marriages are equipped to walk in purpose together, because when two hearts follow God, destiny unfolds. So this is where purpose meets partnership, and where we don't just talk about love, we build on that foundation who is God. So when we build, we protect, and we align with heaven. So come what may, no matter what comes your way this May, we are aware that it's Mental Health Awareness Month. And for those of you who feel like this is a cliche or it's not a good thing, however you may feel about it, it is real. And we want to be real with you today as well, because when we listen to social media, it gives us all these ideas of suggestions of what it may look like when you have this symptom of any kind of mental illness. And they will say, oh, you have this symptom, you may be sleeping too much, or you might be overeating. Then they say, oh, you have a mental illness. Don't listen to the naysayers out there. Don't self-diagnose, and that is the problem that many people have. They self-diagnose and then they down spiral, thinking that they are in the place of mental challenges, and it is not so. You become what you think, right? So let us rather go and seek professional help, and that is the most important thing today, because some of you listening, you may look fine, you showed up, you smiled, you're functioning, but inside it's noisy, it's heavy, and sometimes it can be very overwhelming. It's like some people, you know, they have 17 tabs open in the brain, but none of them are loading properly. Is that witnessing with someone today? Because I used to go through that. I'm like, oh my goodness, I've all these things to do, you know, I've all these tabs open, and where do I start? And until I got into a place where I had to come into alignment with what God wants of my life, what his desire is. So when we're talking about peace in the pressure, mental health and the mind, this is where we want to get serious, because the Bible says clearly in Isaiah 26 verse 3 that you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. So if your mind has been under attack, stay with me, because God is about to restore your peace. And we're going to get Dr. I keep calling him Dr. and he is Apostle Osborne. We're going to get him online, and he's going to share with you some of his wisdom. You know, he and his wife, Samira Osborne, they lead a powerful conversation on peace in the pressure, mental health and the mind. And we're stepping into Mental Health Awareness Month with a strong apostolic and prophetic voice. They are passionate about equipping, empowering, and raising believers into their God-ordained destiny, bringing wisdom, clarity, and healing for both individuals and family. In a world filled with pressure, how do we protect our peace, our minds, and our relationships? And we're going to hear from Apostle on his insight on this beautiful and very empowering segment today. So give me a moment while I get him on the line, and we will hear what he has to say in this. Amen. Good afternoon, Apostle.
Kingdom greetings, Pastor Terry.
Wonderful. I hope that you can just continue in this conversation with us today. Do you want to just say hello to the listeners and give us a little bit of background about your journey?
Amen. That'll be awesome. Well, greetings, family of God on Cape Pulpit. God bless you. And it's a pleasure to be on this platform. I am Apostle Joseph Osborne. My wife, Pastor Samira Osborne, is not here with me as she has prior commitments. We do run a ministry out in Durban, South Africa. Praise God. It's an apostolic prophetic house. And we are really, really focused on people being well, people being whole in every relationship and in every area of their life. So we are truly focused on building people.
Awesome. Dr. Osborne, I keep on calling you doctor, and you are still our first and most important guest today for the 3-hour segment. And I know this first hour has gone by, it's going by very fast, but we will press into hear what the Lord is saying to us. And I know that what you just said now has been very impactful for those who don't know you. Tell us about how God is moving in your area in the moment. You know, we're talking about a very serious topic tonight, today, in fact, this afternoon, about the battle of the mind and how Mental Health Awareness Month is so relevant for people today. What is your take on that?
Well, this is a very important topic, and we're dealing with this challenge every day. And I think what we have seen in the church today is that this is overlooked. This topic is not even taken into consideration because the church is more focused on the spiritual aspect of a person. And the sad reality is that we cannot discern that some things that people are dealing with or challenged with are conditions. And I think we need to differentiate the two, that some things are a spirit, but then there are some things that are a condition. And this is where we have to discern by the Spirit of God when we are dealing with individuals, not just necessarily, you know, doing the normal or the ordinary thing would be, you know, taking oil, laying hands and blessing and prophesying, and we think it's done. No. But it's discerning where people are at. And you only discern by the Spirit of God, who will reveal to you where people are at or where that person or that individual is at. And so when you submit to the Holy Spirit will reveal to you where that individual is at. And Holy Spirit will also lead you possibility to ask certain questions. And when you are able to relate to the person, then you will realize and know that at that present moment, okay, this is this situation or this condition or this challenge more than just prayer. Or more than just a prophetic word. Sometimes it might need medical assistance, medical help. That does not mean that your faith is weak, or counseling will be needed, or one-on-one sessions will be needed to be able to identify areas that people are challenged with, and therefore helping them, giving them the necessary help, the tools to help them understand what they really dealing with, what they really challenged with, because sometimes people don't even realize that they are challenged with something or they deal with something. And we have another group of people that I don't know how to process what I am challenged with. And so how do I get you from that point of you identifying you have a condition and bringing you to the place of solution, a place of help, a place of healing, a place of deliverance, a place of restoration? In other words, bringing you to a place of wholeness, because Jesus wants us to be made whole again.
Mm.
According to John 5, verse 6, Jesus comes to the man at the pool of Bethesda and he asks him one question: do you want to be made well?
Mm.
Jesus knew that he was there for 38 years. Jesus knew the condition that he was in, and knowing that it was not only just a spiritual condition, but it was also an emotional condition. It was also a mental condition, being there for 38 years. And his response to Jesus was, when the waters have been stirred up by the angels, he said, there's no one to come and help me. There's a problem now. There's no one to come and help me. There's no one to come to my aid to help me. And Jesus knew that already. And Jesus comes as the present helper at the present moment, knowing the condition that he is in physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. Jesus comes to him and asks him one question: are you earnest about getting well? And his response is a negative response, but realizing the place where he at and the place where he's coming from, because as he said, there was no one to help me. And I think this is where there's another problem, is that where people need to realize that it's okay to say I need help. It's also okay to say that I want help. But then God also needs destiny helpers to rise up to help people where they are at. And Jesus comes to the man where he is at. And Jesus wants to bring him to the place of wholeness. Mm-hmm. I'll hand it back to you, Pastor Terry.
Yeah, that is really powerful. You know, we don't realize that when if your mind is under attack, you know, sometimes I know where God wants to restore and he wants to bring peace, you know, because it's so dangerous, because when what's really dangerous is it's not the storm that is on the outside, it's the storm that nobody can see.
And right.
With this man lying there saying, no one is here to help me, you know, it's like, yeah, we can make all the excuses. And like I said earlier, when we opened up, you know, don't allow the negativity of social media and everyone to diagnose you with mental illness or any physical challenges because you're going on what someone says, especially on social media. So rather seek help from a professional, you know.
Yes.
But many believers are silently struggling with anxiety, overthinking, emotional fatigue, and all of that. You know, and the wild part is that you can be anointed and overwhelmed at the same time. You know, you can pray in tongues, but you still need a nap. You know, so many people go overboard with all of these acts, you know, and they become legalistic. But as leaders, you know, as in your position again, what would you say is the reason that many struggle with mental health and overwhelm?
One of the reasons that people are really struggling with that is because they don't know how to process it. They don't know how to process it. You have challenges every day. You have battles every day. And we know that the playground battlefield for the enemy is our mind. That's it. The enemy's, we got to know that the enemy's assigned attack is always on the same road. And that road map is directly to your mind.
That's right.
So, because he never goes further than your mind. He wants to plant the seed of doubt in your mind in order to distract you, to confuse you, and even place fear within you. And so this is why people are challenged with, how do I process this? What I'm challenged with, you know, people automatically go into a safe mode. A safe mode. And sometimes the safe mode can be an unhealthy place. And you would perceive it to be a healthy place or a safe environment, because that becomes your coping mechanism. Mm. It's all you know.
Yeah.
And the reality is that that's all you think to know or assume to know, because truth has not been made available to you.
Yeah.
To encourage you, to say to you that God now becomes your hiding place, not your room, not a dark place, for example. God becomes your hiding place. And as you read early on in the scripture, in the book of Isaiah 26, verse 3, that he will keep you in perfect peace. The perfect peace, praise God, is the shalom of God.
Yes.
He will keep you in the shalom, the peace that transcends all human understanding. And a lot of times what keeps people trapped in that place is trying to lean on your own understanding. Trying to figure things out with your own thinking. And so what is happening now, you're more reasoning than you really meditating upon what the Word of God says. Because he's the one that's going to keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is steadfast on him, whose mind is steadfast in his Word.
Right.
Scripture's really clear, is that we need to meditate upon the Word of God. Just Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Meditate upon the Word of God. And so it is very important, Terry, that we need to understand is this. People are challenged because we are more reasoning than really coming to terms to understand, yes, I am dealing with this situation or challenge or problem. It has affected me mentally.
Mm.
How do I process it? How do I deal with it? How do I confront it? Because that's another challenge. We don't want to confront it. Another challenge is that we think we're okay. We think it's not a big deal to deal with mental issues. We must only focus on spiritual issues.
Mm-hmm.
No, mental issue is a serious problem. It's a real problem. And it is really affecting people, you know, not just spiritually, but it's also affecting them emotionally. It's affecting them physically as well, where it can literally bring you to a place that can literally break you down.
Mm-hmm.
So that you don't become the person that God has ordained you to be, for you not to flourish in life, for you not to succeed in life, for you not to become all whom God has created you to be.
Right.
And I believe this, is that God wants you to be whole again. He wants you to bring you to a place of wholeness where you are made whole again, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, psychologically, because God is concerned about your total being. If you have been told God is not concerned about your mental health right now, that's the lies from the devil. God is concerned.
I agree with you, Apostle. I agree. Yes, because you know what? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And I remember a season where everything looked fine externally, but internally I was just exhausted. And this is when the Lord showed me, you're not tired because of what you're doing. You're tired because of what you're thinking. So when you were saying about renewing the mind, because, you know, the battle that we fight, it's not in the marriage first. It's in your job first. It's in your thinking. So how we think and how we're going to shift from that, you know, because sometimes we just got to lay our thoughts down and realize that we cannot carry this burden. Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary. He didn't say, come to me, those of you who are perfect. He said, those who are weary. Apostle, we're going to listen to a song by Laura Story, and we'll continue with the conversation. And she's going to sing, Come Unto Jesus.
Amen.
Of mental health awareness. And we're speaking with Apostle Osborne, all the way with us here on the line from Durban. Apostle, you've shared some very good nuggets and insights of what this is all about for those who are battling and struggling and where they should go for help. And you know, the one thing that I'm really moved with this afternoon, that we as leaders and as a man of God in the position where you are, stewarding leaders, you know, I think that a lot of the conversation that leaders have and those who are in ministry, you know, that they will come to a place where they need help. What does stewardship-minded leadership look like when causing overwhelm? Did you hear that?
I think it's very important to go back to what I said early on in the, you know, in the broadcast, is that we have to be sensitive to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is what causes, you know, the downfall in the church today, and also people, you know, losing trust, is that leaders are not sensitive to people's hurt, people's pain. We more focus again just on the spiritual aspect. Now, I'm also saying this, that mental and emotional health are equally important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just, you know, your spiritual growth as well, you know, but your mental and your emotional health are equally important, and that also needs growth and development.
Right.
So for me, it's very important, I would say, is that we need to be sensitive to people, people's pain, people's hurt, people's concern, you know, and also you will learn a lot by what people say, is because what they say is what they're thinking. Even how they say it,
yes,
is how they're thinking. You know, as a man thinketh, you know, mm-hmm, so shall he be,
mm-hmm,
you know. And so it's very important that we have to be sensitive to people.
Right, right. I like that, because I feel like when we, as a man of God and leading leaders in your community and in your church, you know, the biggest thing for stewarding leaders is to serve with humility. You know, and
yes,
humility is an essential trait for Christian growth, I believe, because it's especially vital for leaders to cultivate, because leadership is not about position, control, or personal ambition. It's about faithfully serving under God's authority. So as shepherding flocks, in 1 Peter 5, verse 2 and 3, it says, shepherd the flock of God, which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest, but eagerly, you know, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly. And why I mention the scripture is because many leaders lord over the people, and that can bring them into a mental mess, because they are so overwhelmed with having to be here and having to do that and having to serve, and they have no balance, you know. So it's so important that stewarding leaders, as we serve, with that kind of humility. But I want to ask this question to you today, Apostle, is what is the real issue? It isn't really schedules, like you said earlier, but thoughts carrying things God never assigned people to. This is the weight the mind is carrying that God never asked people to hold on to. So when you have, when you see this line, you say carrying thoughts or schedules that God hasn't assigned you to. Do you want to speak into that for the listeners today?
I think that's very important, Therese, because the most important thing is that we need to come into alignment and agreement to what God has said to you as a person or an individual. The enemy, as I said earlier on, will only use one roadmap, and that roadmap is to your mind.
Right.
Because he wants to place the seed of doubt and fear and confusion so that you don't think clearly. Because if you don't think clearly, you're going to make hasty decisions. You're going to make poor choices. You're also going to be in a place of confusion. And you're not going to have clarity. And now the word of God says, my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. And what causes people to go into this place where they feel controlled, manipulation, you know, that's manipulation, control, is because we are hindering people from not speaking the truth of God's word and not revealing truth personified in our human form.
Right.
In other words, we're not being the example of Jesus Christ in our character, in our nature. The Bible says Jesus was moved with compassion for the people. And so he's the greatest example that you and I need to exemplify. Because the purpose of the church, according to Romans 8, verse 29, is for us to become more like Jesus so that we function from the highest level of ministry is servanthood. Because we are here to serve God's people, not just spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. And for me, that is very important. And again, I'm going to stress this. Leaders, we have to be sensitive to people's pain, hurt, trauma, because those things are real.
Right. Yeah, many people find, I find that, you know, even in marriages, you know, their mind is tired because sometimes your spouse has been doing work that your spirit was never called to carry. In the same way in leadership, you know, they pick up old fears, they have other people's expectations, self-imposed pressure, all those kind of things. But the shift happens when you realize that you don't need more time. You need release. You actually need to release. You know, so for those who are listening, when you feel like overwhelmed and you feel that there are thoughts that are tormenting your mind, it's because of an old belief system that you need to find the root of and just deal with it and release it. Because the release, the need to control everything, you have to probably release the pressure to have all the answers and release what God never spoke over your life. Because many people take on things that is not meant for them, and this is where the problem lies. Because peace doesn't come from a perfect schedule. I believe peace comes from a surrendered mind. So,
Amen.
You know, many people feel this burden and all of that, but we were so beautifully speaking about renewing your mind God's way. Romans 12:2 says that, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And remember the shift. It's to identify the lie and replace it with the truth. Apostle, we're speaking about a lot of depth here today because your thoughts can shift your entire life. And I know that we need to practice peace daily, because peace is not automatic. It's something that's intentional, you know. And I don't know if you have any practical tools for people on how to maintain their peace. And then we can go into a song break, and I'm going to ask you to just release a word over the listeners today. So what peace can you speak to the listeners today?
Family of God, I would say that we need to prioritize peace over pressure. You need to make that your ultimate goal, is that you prioritize peace over the pressure. Pressures will come. But as long as you know who resides within you, the Prince of Peace, he is the one, Jesus, that will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on God, stayed in the Word of God, daily renewing your mind in the Word of God. Romans 12 verse 2, don't be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Paul even tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:5, taking every thought and purpose captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. And always thinking what God thinks. Think the word.
Yes.
Speak the word. Don't think what the world is saying.
Right.
Don't think what other people are saying. Don't even think what unhealed people are thinking.
Right. Apostle, look, I hear you, and I think that is putting it in a nutshell, you know, just the thoughts determine your life. You know, Philippians 4 also says, do not be anxious, but in everything, but in prayer and thanksgiving, make your request known to God. We're going to listen to Osborne and some beautiful nuggets he's been giving us, and I want to help the listeners this afternoon. You know, that not every message that you, that needs a reply, some just need a hello, seen by Jesus kind of response, you know. I always look at some messages coming, I don't have to respond to this now, Lord, really, you know. Yeah, I always wait. And that's the kind of overwhelm, you know, we allow ourselves to get into. But just a few questions to the listeners out there. You can WhatsApp us or send us a text. Tell us, quick fire questions I want to ask you. What has been stealing your peace lately? And are your thoughts helping you, or are they hurting you? And the last one is, when last did you truly rest? You can WhatsApp your response to 081-729-1657. So listeners out there, if you're listening on our app, you can also listen on our website on www.kpulpit.co.za to live stream. And also the messages are available, the teachings are available for you to listen to. So to close our session today, Apostle, could you just please release a word over the listeners today? And I just sense strongly the Lord is saying that I'm quieting the noise in your mind. And he's saying the chaos is breaking, the heavens are lifting. And just be still. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God.
Amen. Praise God. Well, people of God, know that you can find peace after trauma in the Prince of Peace, and that is Jesus Christ. I challenge you today to be inspired to look beyond the pain and see the possibilities, what lies ahead of you. I want you to know today, healing is possible and purpose is waiting for you. In Jesus' name, I pray for you today. May the Lord of peace himself grant you his peace and the peace of his kingdom at all times and in all ways, under all circumstances and conditions. And may the peace of Jesus Christ rule in your heart, and the Lord be with you all as you continue to trust God in everything and lean not on your own understanding.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, family, I hope you stay tuned to enjoy the rest of the programs that's coming up in the next 2 hours with me. And I'm your host, Terry. from Couples of Destiny. Here with me is Apostle Osborne. Just to remind you to love deeply, walk in faith, and live as the couple of destiny you were created to be. We'll tune in with you in the next few minutes. And
this insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.